Hey everyone, I'm Jason V, and this is Local Color. My guest, Wendy Woolock, remembers a time when girls weren't allowed to be athletic. Back then, girls and women weren't allowed to do much of anything. But one teacher in Wendy's youth inspired her to expect more from society, a mindset that motivated her to found her nonprofit, Mission Fit Baltimore. The gym is dedicated to giving Baltimore's youth a safe space to exercise with, as Wendy puts it, voluntary relationships with adult trainers. We'll talk about the teacher that sparked Wendy's interest in fitness and wellness and Mission Fit's plan for a better Baltimore.
Today, I went down and saw my son in D.C.
Oh, does he go to school there?
He does. He's at American University.
Oh, really? What's he go to school for?
He's getting a J.D., a law degree, and a business degree.
Whoa.
He's going to be 30 when he finishes.
Is that like straight from his undergrad?
No, he took time off. He figured himself out.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Everybody's got to figure themselves out at some point. But are you from Baltimore?
I grew up here, and I don't know if you know, but we're having a fundraiser at the end of April 30th, and my elementary school physical education teacher, we're going to honor him. He's in his 70s.
Oh, wow.
His name is Russell Hopewell, and he's been in education his entire life. And he was, is this recording? I don't know.
Yeah, it's recording. Yeah, okay. It's fine. Go ahead.
He was the only black instructor in an all-white elementary school that mm-hmm. was 90% Jewish.
Wow.
And it's still there. It's Wellwood Elementary School in Pikesville.
Okay.
And he clearly was tagged as a superstar in the education system, and they put him there. And a lot of kids kept in touch with him. He was an amazing guy. He was just inspirational to many people, and certainly for me back in the early 60s when I went to elementary school. It wasn't necessarily okay for girls to be athletic. He made it okay for girls to be athletic.
Well, can you talk a little bit about that, about the perceived image of girls and women?
So my daughter, she was encouraged and had plenty of opportunities to be on sports teams. And when she sort of started playing club soccer, let's say, and she said, "Mom, what club team did you play for?" And I just paused and I looked at her and I said, "There were no club teams for girls when I played. There was no opportunity. You had to wait till you got to high school, and then you had an opportunity to play for your school. It just wasn't available." So we had cross country. There was something called the Presidential Fitness Award in schools when we were there. I know they've done away with it since then because kids got nervous on those days when you would be tested for things like sit-ups, the 40-yard dash. I got nervous on geometry test days, but they did away with those. And I think those are great things that that do test your fitness. That's not a sports team that only the best get to play on. Those are skills for life, and that's what we teach at Mission Fit. So I got off on a tangent. Mr. Hopewell is a phenomenal. He stayed in education. He became a principal, then an administrator, and he still consults for the school system. So we will be honoring him on April 30th.
And this is Wellwood Elementary?
It is. It's called an international school now. So I think a lot of the schools have gone towards, they have a certain bent. They either teach international studies or
a certain
STEM
what
program.
You said?
It's international. So I think they teach Spanish and some other international languages at the school. But back in the day, that it was just an elementary school, and Mr. Hopewell was the hero to many mm-hmm. Back then. And about 4 years ago, I got together with Mr. Hopewell. We had an opportunity to chat, and I said to him, "Mr. Hopewell, you came into this school. You were 22 years old, fresh out of college. I said, you were really just a kid. My son can't even be responsible to pick up his clothes off the floor. Weren't you nervous?" And he said, "Yeah, I was nervous, but not for the reasons you would think." He said, "I was afraid you'd never seen a black man before."
Wow.
Yeah. And he said, "And then I was okay because it was a pretty affluent area then," he said, "and I saw that there were maids dropping off their kids, the kids to the school." And then I said, "Well, it's going to be fine."
Wow.
but he was such an inspirational guy, and he's still a great guy today, and, mm-hmm. and he will be honored by us at Mission Fit.
So it seems like fitness was a pretty big part of your life, or was it a big part of your life before you met Mr. Hopewell, or he was the one that spurred you into...
So I clearly loved running around outside, climbing trees, being athletic. I was always getting into trouble, it seemed like, at my house and with my parents. But he made it okay. He gave you an outlet for that energy. And I think there are many schools, most schools in Baltimore City, Baltimore County, they have done away with the arts, the physical education. There just aren't funding for those programs anymore. So I was able to funnel my, by the time I went to, my parents were able to afford tennis lessons for me. It was something girls could do. I went on to play high school tennis, college tennis. And then what's spurred me to start Mission Fit. I turned middle-aged, got old, tired, worn out, and I thought to myself, I'm either going to sit on this sofa the rest of my life or I'm going to make a change. And I walked into a gym that was filled with community and functional fitness. Functional meaning how do you get up and down off the floor, off of a sofa, pick yourself up, carry things, a suitcase, and I walked into that gym and it looked like fun. And I said, I'm going to do this.
What gym was this?
It's called Arnold Fitness at the Quarry in off of Greenspring Avenue.
Gotcha.
And it was phenomenal. It did change my life. And a couple other things came together. My daughter asked me on vacation, come on, Mom, you can do anything you want in your life now. We're out of the house. What would you do? And I did say I would start a nonprofit. I'd volunteered over the years, and I kept seeing things that I would do differently. And then I saw a YouTube of a program up in Boston that was just making great strides in fitness called Inner City Weightlifting. And I emailed them. It was December 27th, and the guy got right back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I took some friends, and we went up there, and they are now my advisors. And we flew up to Boston for the day. We looked at the program. And I just hit the ground running and never looked back. And,
wow.
And just, it's been a great run.
ever since that trip to Boston?
Yeah, yeah.
You talked about the gym that you went to. You said that you felt a sense of community there. Can you explain what that means to you?
Absolutely. Fitness, as opposed to a team sport, the workout of the day might include some push-ups, some pull-ups, some lunges, some running. Everybody can be successful at that. And I may not do push-ups the way the 20-somethings in that gym were doing them. I might do them from my knees. I might do them against the wall, against a box. But I will still be doing push-ups. And I may not run as fast as you, 200 meters or 400 meters. But in a community where everybody's doing the same thing, they're going to be cheering the last one across that line that finishes the workout. And there's a great sense. You feel great for everyone who's accomplishing something. And that's a sense of community where you're all doing the same thing and you're competing against one another but with one another, and it's an awesome feeling. It's fun. It's just fun.
You talked a little bit about the idea for starting Mission Fit and taking the trip to Boston and the community gym that changed your life, but can you talk to me about actually starting Mission Fit, like the steps it took to open a nonprofit and such?
Yeah. Fortunately, I had the background of, I was an attorney. I call myself a recovering lawyer.
Oh, I did not. Oh, so well, before we talk about that, talk about your life as an attorney.
Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking. It was a great education, being a lawyer. So I practiced for about 8 years in real estate. But the lawyering itself is pretty confrontational. Somebody wants something from you. You want something from someone else in representing a client. And I am sort of a peaceful, kinder, gentler person. I'm a mother at heart. And so it wasn't really in my soul. So I was fortunate when I had kids. My husband said it was okay to stop doing that. And I did a few other things. I do own a business, out in Owings Mills, that does not require my full-time, to be there full-time. Mm-hmm. I have a manager who runs at a storage facility. And so I do have the luxury to do something else. So I used those skills. I looked up what it takes. I created a business plan. I did all the background work. I got the name. My daughter is 27. She has some friends that were working at millennial media. I asked them, can you get me a name? This is what I want to work with. And they helped. Another one of her friends was in business school and helped me create a PowerPoint because it's something that is very difficult for me.
Yeah.
Creatively, it's difficult to work with. And they helped. They chipped in and did some of the work for me. When some of the trainers at my gym, where I actually work out, heard what I was doing, they were pretty very supportive and said, I want to be a part of this. This sounds really incredibly cool. It's a very supportive community, the fitness community. And they gave me information and support and ideas. I looked around for space. A big part of my thought process revolved around a safe space for kids. Because whether it's doing artwork or the creative arts or fitness, where do kids go? There is no, you look at some of the parks and they're empty. You drive around the city, and even if they're not interested in fitness, is not their main goal, there's a sense of accomplishment in, I could do 5 push-ups today, but next month I'm going to do 10, and accomplishing that goal. And you take that into the greater world, and you say, I want to write 5 poems this month, but next month I'm going to write 10, and I'm going to do it with no grammatical errors. And it's just a sense
of, it just builds from there. So even, like you said, even if they're not wholly focused on fitness, the fitness allows them to build up the discipline and the determination to really try and tackle anything in their life that they're trying to accomplish.
Absolutely. And every day our trainers will say to them, thank you for your hard work today.
Mm-hmm.
Not what you accomplish, and we don't even worry about it. We don't use the word can't in our gym. I can't do that.
Right.
We say, what can you do? Okay, so you can do it this way, and that's how we will accomplish that goal today, every day.
And yeah. I think that you said earlier that the fitness community is very welcoming and accommodating. And I've, because I work out pretty frequently as well, and I've learned the same thing. And it's really just starting or being introduced into any type of community. When you're on the outside looking in, it can be very intimidating, or you're not really sure if you kind of make up excuses like, oh, well, I don't think that, you know, running at the park is for me because all those other people, they're running for miles. I'm only going to do 1 lap. But then once you get there, I mean, first you realize that no one's really paying attention to you. They're worried about their own self. But then as you start to get there and see the same kind of people, you know, you might wave hi to them and say, hey, what's going on? And then as you keep on going, you are like happy to see those people that you don't talk to. You're just like, oh, it's so great that they're out here and they're determined to make healthier choices.
Absolutely. Another big aspect of our gym, of the Mission Fit program, is bringing in people who are curious about what we're doing. So yeah, come on by the gym. We like to include everyone, even adults, on a very limited basis. But we tell the kids who come in, this is your space, but please welcome our guests. Please make them feel welcome here. And somebody comes once, twice, then the barriers are broken down. And in what world, you know, some of our trainers are, you know, 20-something, 30-something, and I'm much older than that. I'm a white suburban lady, but mm-hmm. we have lots of different colors, shapes, sizes that will be in the gym. And the barriers get broken down. Everybody's trying to do the same exercises, and it doesn't matter what I look like. Because I'm down on the floor doing everything that the kids are doing and the trainers are doing, and we're all trying to accomplish the same goal.
Right.
So those barriers are no longer.
You realize just how unimportant they are.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I want to talk about that in a second, but before we get to that, can you talk about the people and programs that Mission Fit serves?
Absolutely. So we went to a lot of the local programs, local schools. We were really fortunate that the Margaret Brent Elementary Middle School does have, they call it a health and wellness instructor. And I think the kids maybe have, it's a program that they go through maybe every other month, once a week or twice a week. But it's a physical education. She has a physical education degree. And she was so excited to hear we were opening up a gym in the neighborhood. And she came in and she really rallied the kids. And I think the first week we opened, she brought over maybe, I'm thinking 27 kids. It was overwhelming. But we broke them up into groups, and we had four instructors, and they went from group to group. And the kids really self-selected out. A lot of them, they were like, this is not for me. And I would say the kids that were the fast group, the fast crowd, realized they didn't want to follow rules, safety rules in the gym. They dropped out right away. And then we asked the kids to sign up so that we wouldn't be overwhelmed. And we broke it down to 14. So that we serve the Margaret Brent Elementary Middle School kids. They come over three times a week now. We just started serving the community school, which is a private high school. They started out as one room, and now there's two rooms of the school. And it's a really creative, awesome program. And I think those kids are highly motivated, and they've just really blossomed in our program. They come in, they get to work, they track their goals, their fitness goals, really well, and they're just phenomenal to work with. Friday mornings, we work with the Living Classrooms Foundation, has a program called Fresh Start, and they come in and just get to it. They walk in, they want to box, they want to spar, they want to lift bench press and squat heavy weights.
Yeah, I was there not this past Friday, but I think last Friday, and they were having bench press contests and see who could like row the quickest and bike the fastest and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, they come in and just go to work, and they burn themselves out pretty quickly. Then we usually there's a pretty heated dodgeball game towards the end.
Yeah,
and we have a last man standing at the end of that, and they're pretty, and it's, but each group that comes in brings their own uniqueness to the space, and it's really awesome to see and experience and have fun with. The Baltimore Child Abuse Center came in with one of their groups, and they were amazing and fun to work with, and we hope they will come again. And we're reaching out to as many different groups, and I do think it feels good and easier to walk in the door when you have two or three others with you. We have implemented an open Tuesday gym day from 11 to 3, where I'm hoping to reach to the population of Baltimore City of the youth that are not in school and not employed. And we simply have an open gym policy those days.
So anybody can just come in and work out?
Absolutely. And our trainers are in there, and they will give you as much or as little guidance as you'd like to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember one of your trainers, Jeff Blake, he was talking to me about that when he first met. He was saying that a big thing in Mission Fit is that, Jeff was saying a big thing in Mission Fit is that the teenagers and younger kids that come in there, it's all completely voluntary. You had mentioned that earlier, and he made a good point. He said that most of the time, kids and teenagers, and sometimes young adults, they have mandatory relationships with adults, your boss, a teacher, your parents. And with Mission Fit, like you said, you're not there to tell them what to do. I mean, you do give a place for them to stay and some structure, but for the most part, you just let them do what they want. And I also wanted to ask you, you talked about how some programs with the kids coming in, how they start to really blossom and come into their own. How does that make you feel when you see that?
I tell everyone all the time, this is really the last place I expected to be at this time in my life, but there's no place I'd rather be. It's just amazing. And some of the volunteers that have stepped up and spend their afternoons with us, they are happier. And sometimes we are frustrated at the end of the day with, I will tell you, middle schoolers are a difficult breed. I forgot how tough they are. And we get very frustrated and how to deal with them, how to bring them out, how to get them to stay focused or accomplish a task or instruct them. It becomes kind of difficult. But during the snow weeks when they were off of school for a week at a time, we all start texting back and forth and saying, we really miss those guys, right? Yeah, we want them back in the gym, right? We do, and it's amazing. And we genuinely care about these kids. And when they start to, say, oh, my mom said I can't come in because my grades are falling, we will do whatever it takes to you know, I start emailing. There's our gym is in the Remington community,
right.
And there is a homework club in Remington, which it only meets once a week on Monday nights. And I've been in there, and they serve dinner to the kids, and I'm not sure how much real homework they get done. But I did reach out. I think some Hopkins students run it, and I said, if you can give me a Hopkins tutor, there's a sorority that is geared solely towards community service. I said, please send me a tutor, because I have one student who really needs an individual tutor. So I'm waiting to hear back from her.
That's
one of
great.
My kids.
Wow, the sense of community is just enormous.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. So you mentioned it a little earlier about who you are. You're like a white suburban lady from Baltimore County. Has that been a challenge for you, being an older white woman in Baltimore, trying to solve what some people might think are black people problems?
So I would guess that you would think so, but I originally, from the get-go, I surrounded myself with people who didn't look like me. So my board of advisors right now is a young woman who's, I think she's from Trinidad Tobago, and she's in the School of Social Work at University of Maryland getting her graduate degree, and I've known her since she came to this country, Lauren Benjamin. Another one is, she's on the Baltimore County School Board, and she owns her own insurance agency. She has four children, and she's, I think, from Central America, Marisol Johnson, and she doesn't look like me, and you know, my trainers don't look like me. They are, one's white. You met Jeff Blake, and he's pretty amazing. He's probably in his early 30s. And
yeah, I couldn't really place his age. I guess maybe that's how in shape he is.
He's right. That's a good thing, and he's got some tattoos, and I don't know if you met Sean Thaniel.
Yeah, I met Sean.
But he's a young black guy, and he's got some young children, and he's pretty buff, and he's scary looking, but he's the sweetest guy in the world.
Yeah, he's a real nice guy.
And we all, and there's a young, really young tech guy named Zephan Blacksburg, and he does a lot of what you do with podcasting and things like this. And they all bring something different to the table when we all get together. And there's a leadership executive, Misty Burmeister. They all bring something different, and we all get together and chat about what's going to be and how we can move forward. And so it might seem I'm out of my league, and in a different world, but I'm not afraid to learn. I'm not afraid to ask questions and
right.
Yeah.
To see what it takes. And I think that's really great, because there are a lot of people who see a problem and they want to solve it, but they think that they have the mindset that their way is the best way. So when they come into some place, they're like, no, everybody listen to me, and my vision, like your vision will soon become my vision. But it seems you took the opposite approach. Like, I have an idea, but I don't know how to get from A to B. You guys have grown up in these environments, or you look like the people that I want to bring in. So please tell me what to do. How do I connect with them in a way that they don't feel like I'm better than them or something like that?
Absolutely. I want to, you know, there was a woman who did work out at my gym at Arnold Fitness at the Quarry, and she reached out to me. She was a professor at University of Maryland School of Social Work, and she was gracious enough to give me some of her time. I asked her, what is the greatest barrier to nonprofits? What makes them fail? And she was great. She said, you know, doing too many things at once, not being set on their mission. Mm-hmm. And I took it to heart. Those are the things you need to start off with.
Yeah, you just got to follow. It's an acronym, FOCUS. It's follow one course until success.
There you go. Thank you. I'll take that to heart as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're talking about how you got Mission Fit started and where you're going. What does the future hold for Mission Fit? What are you guys working on right now?
So our greatest goals right now are to reach a larger population. So I'm very grateful that you contacted us because I think this will help. And so awareness, greater awareness, and bringing in some funds, because we haven't really, it's not true. I have requested some money from foundations. I get turned down a lot from everyone, but it's not something that I haven't learned yet, because I'm still growing what we are learning, what's working for us, what's not working for us. I'm there every day, pretty much boots on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay when we get going and get moving forward and find a pattern that's regular and working, and we're getting there. So everything is a learning process. And we learn how to fill out the requests for foundational money.
The due grant writing and stuff.
Exactly.
Then gotcha.
That's our next step, I think, to learn how to do that. It will take us to the next step.
Absolutely. So Mission Fit is all about getting people in the door and community. How can people learn more about Mission Fit, or how can they find it online or find it in the real world?
Absolutely. So we're located at 2720 Sisson Street above the Baltimore Body Shop, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
It is a working auto mechanic body shop down on the main floor, and we're above them. And we make a lot of noise, and we've broken a lot of windows, so they're moving us to another space shortly, which is fine, which will still be at 2720 Sisson, just away from our neighbors, because fun is noisy. That's where we're located physically, and we are online at missionfit.org. We are on Facebook, Mission Fit Baltimore. We post a lot of pictures of the kids. We are on Instagram. We are on Twitter. What are some of those other social media?
Honestly, those are the main ones that I use. Facebook,
ones.
Twitter, and Instagram.
And we do post on there, because we do have a great time every day. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Now, what if adults want to get involved? Are there adult classes?
So there are some community classes. In order for our nobody takes a salary at Mission Fit. Any money that comes in the door goes directly to our the space itself, so we can keep the doors open. But the deal I made with the trainers, you come in and train these kids, and in exchange, the space is there all day and you can use it. So our trainers have community classes that they post online at missionfit.org. And they're available for personal training classes. And they're pretty darn knowledgeable, these guys. They're amazing. And I know that they, both Sean Thaniel and Jeffrey Blake, are in it for the long haul. They want to see people who will stay healthy and fit for life. That's, I think, what they want to know, what your goals are. And I said to them, you know, sometimes I don't even know what my goals are. What should I be looking for? And, you know, they can list off 10, 20 things. You want a lower heart rate? Do you want to be able to carry your groceries in every day? As an older person, you know, these are important aspects, as opposed to, you know, young kids want to get bigger.
I want to look jacked.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and that's a
fine.
Fair assessment.
Right.
Absolutely. So everybody has something different that they want to bring to the table, and they will help you reach those goals. And I think it's important to, I like to support them. So we'd love everybody to support them as well.
Good. Is there anything else you want to mention that we haven't gone over?
No, I come out and see the magic in the making. It is so exciting. And you know what? Just if you can't do anything else, and if you don't have $5 to send to us, and that's okay too, like us on Facebook and share with your friends, because you know what? The magic is out there. And if you just share it with some friends, it's contagious.
Wendy from Mission Fit Baltimore, I want to thank you for sitting down with me today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Local Color is written, produced, directed, edited, and engineered by me, Jason V. Local Color's theme music was composed and provided with permission by MobyGratis.com. Find Local Color online at localcolorpod.tk, where you can also follow Local Color on Twitter and Instagram, and like on Facebook. Web hosting for Local Color is provided by Skylar Newman, with media hosting provided by Blueberry Podcasting Services. I'm Jason V, and I'll be back with more Local Color.